Aircheckdownloads.com.
Out of Touch, that's Daryl Hall and John Oates, up 3 to number 14 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Warning, warning, it is time now for D's Sleaze. Have you got it over there?
Yes.
Okay, the boss is bringing in a trash can. That's a good one. No, that one's better. Let me take that one right there. Good. This is great. Here you go. Diners were aghast and agape at a Chicago restaurant recently with the amount of food consumed in one sitting by the one and only Mr. T. Are you sure it's Mr. T?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Fantastic. Now, this is according to the Star. Mr. T arrived at the Claim Company restaurant in Chicago and proceeded to shock and astonish all of those who were close enough to witness the ghastly event. As an appetizer, you might want to write this down for a pop test. He started out with 2 pieces of cheesecake and 3 scoops of ice cream for an appetizer.
Oh!
Then Mr. T honed in on the salad bar, piled up a plate so high that he got a chickpea stuck on the ceiling.
Oh!
Then T, I call him T, inhaled 2 entire barbecue chicken dinners.
Oh!
Each with French fries and garlic bread, plus a side order of rice, and then the big man washed it all down with gallons of soda. Mr. T's waiter for the evening, we understand, with the tip he received, put a down payment on a condo. However, after the meal, the paramedics and the welding crew had to come in and help him with his chains because they were so tight. What does his stomach have to say about all this? Yeah. D-Sleaze with Mr. T's. Coming up on the Weekly Top 40, John Cafferty's incredible year.
The Weekly Top 40, Rick D's. Counting them down.
It's number 13 right now in the countdown, and the man that sounds familiar, former lead singer of Styx, here's Dennis DeYoung in Desert Moon.
Is this the train?
Dennis DeYoung, Desert Moon, and he's up 2 to number 13 on the Weekly Top 40 countdown. Pressing on to number 12 as we get close to that magic circle of top 10, a guy that put a band together that was absolutely nothing for a while. The album was nothing for about 2 years, and now it's resurfaced because of the movie Eddie and the Cruisers. Here's John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band on the Dark Side.
The Dark Side's called love and misery.
John Cafferty on the Dark Side, at number 12 for the second week in a row on the Weekly Top 40 for that band from Rhode Island. Coming up, an inside look at Ike and Tina.
The Weekly Top 40.
AirCheckDownloads.com.